Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jesse Hill. Batting second. The shortstop, Red Rolfe. Batting third. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Selkirk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jack Saltzgaber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Gomez. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Lefty Gomez. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting third. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jocko Conlon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Phelps. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Phelps. And now, play ball. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rolfe moves to second. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig takes first base on ball four. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Peete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete hits a fly ball into right field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to third. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura takes first base on ball four. Appling moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Saltzgaber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Radcliffe scores. Appling moves to third. Bonura moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey takes first base on ball four. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phelps fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps takes first base on ball four. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is one for one in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rolfe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. Pete hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Pete moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bonura bunts towards the mound. Gomez juggles the ball. That's an error on Gomez. Pete scores. Appling moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2 to nothing, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes strikes out. 1 out. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0 for 1 in the game. Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. Bonura moves to second. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. Bonura scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Ray Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Phelps hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Selkirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari strikes out. Two outs. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Saltzgaber hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Saltzgaber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hill throws the ball into Rolf, who tags Appling trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phelps fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rolf hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Rolf reaches second base with a double. Hill goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, White Sox. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rolf scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0 for 2 in the game. Selkirk hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rolf misplays the ball. That's an error on Rolf. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bonura moves to second. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0 for 2 in the game. Conlon bunts towards third. Saltzgaber fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonura moves to third. Dykes moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell is walked intentionally. Ray Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Phelps is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dickey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Conlon. Dickey reaches second base with a double. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazzari hits a fly ball towards right. Conlon catches it and throws to second to double up Dickey. Two outs. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Saltzgaber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hill bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rolfe hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0-for-2 in the game. Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rolfe fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Bonura trying to get to third. Rolfe throws to Saltzgaber who tags Bonura for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pete reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0-for-3 in the game. Selkirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Dickey hits a line drive into right field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Phelps is called out on strikes. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-3 in the game. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Jack Saltzgaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Saltzgaver hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Ruffing pinch hits for lefty Gomez. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Hill reaches second base with a double. Lazzari moves to third. Carl Fisher now pitching. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rolfe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lazzari scores. Hill scores. It's Yankees, 5, White Sox, 5. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jumbo Brown now pitching. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rolf fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salzgaver fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Simmons. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0 for 4 in the game. Selkirk strikes out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Dickey strikes out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari is walked intentionally. Arndt Jorgens pinch hits for Jack Salzgaver. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Blondie Ryan now playing shortstop. Red Rolf now playing third base. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into right field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Conlon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a fly ball into right field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Jumbo Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Rolf takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Rolf moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to second. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Appling is walked intentionally. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Bonura hits a line drive towards first. Gehrig reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0-for-5 in the game. Selkirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Dickey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Conlon. Dickey reaches second base with a double. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Lazzari is walked intentionally. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jumbo Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Conlon bunts towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Lazzari covering, for the out. Dykes moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sewell is walked intentionally. George Washington pinch hits for Carl Fisher. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Rolfe bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Hill moves to second. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chapman for the out. Hill moves to third. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig is walked intentionally. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehrig. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Gehrig steals second. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0-for-6 in the game. Selkirk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hill scores. Gehrig scores. It's 7-5, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and 2 walks. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Bonura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Selkirk. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Appling moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Selkirk catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Selkirk. Appling scores. Bonura scores. 2 runs are unearned. 2 outs. It's Yankees, 7, White Sox, 7. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Conlon bunts towards third. Rolfe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Selkirk. Sewell reaches second base with a double. There goes Conlon trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-3 in the game. With 3 walks. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryan hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jumbo Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Merle Hogue pinch runs for Jumbo Brown. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hogue moves to second. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Rolfe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Hogue trying to get to home. Radcliffe throws the ball into Sewell, who tags Hogue, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Hill moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy DeShong now pitching. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt strikes out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single and a walk. Radcliffe hits a line drive towards third. Rolfe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 7 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 7 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pete reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and two walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, Yankees. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 1 for 7 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Selkirk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 3 for 6 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 4 in the game. With 3 walks. Lazzari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 4 for 5 in the game, with 4 singles and 2 walks. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Appling moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes bunts towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Lazzari covering, for the out. Appling moves to third. Bonura moves to second. one out. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Conlon takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan fields it and throws to second for the out. Appling scores. Bonura moves to third. 2 outs. It's Yankees, 8, White Sox, 8. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wyatt takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonura, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Bonura steals home. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and New York Yankees, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.